And last week, the Food and Drug Administration approved the first drug derived from marijuana. The drug is called Epidiolex, and it's used to treat two forms of epilepsy. But it does not contain THC. It's made of highly purified CBD oil. The approval opens up a lot of other questions about the future of marijuana-based medicine. So let's bring in Drew Joseph, reporter with our partners at STAT. It's the Health and Medicine publication. Hi, Drew.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty well, thanks. Tell me about this drug and how it treats these two forms of epilepsy.
So, yeah, this is the first drug to be made, actually pulled from marijuana plants. It's from a British pharmaceutical company called GW Pharmaceuticals. And actually, the mechanism for how it calms these seizures isn't exactly known, but it showed in trials to reduce seizures by about 40% in patients with these two rare forms of epilepsy.
And they're rare forms of epilepsy, but they also sound like very, very bad, difficult forms of epilepsy.
Yeah, they're really serious forms of epilepsy. They strike in the first few years of life, and there's videos of kids having like really horrible, intense seizures, sometimes dozens a day, like so violent that they sometimes break bones. And because these things are so traumatic, they often lead to death. Like I think about 1 in 5 patients is dead by the time they're 20.
Wow. So the drug is made from marijuana, but this is important. It does not actually get the users high. Explain that.
Yeah, so it's a purified form of CBD, as you said, or cannabidiol, and that's just one of many components of marijuana. THC is sort of the famous one that gives you a high, but it's basically a purified form of just that CBD. I mean, there are side effects, like with any medicine, but getting high is not one of them.
So the FDA has given the green light for the drug, and that is, you know, that's significant because the federal government still considers marijuana a Schedule I narcotic, but does it mean that people can get the drug in states that haven't approved medical marijuana?
Yeah, so medical marijuana laws are all at the state level, and about 30 states have some form of medical marijuana program. As you said, those laws actually conflict with federal law, which still views marijuana just broadly as illegal. But with this approval, I'm glad you brought up scheduling, the Drug Enforcement Administration will have to reschedule just CBD to a lower schedule so it can be prescribed. The DEA will likely leave marijuana generally at Schedule 1, but once the DEA reschedules just cannabidiol, this drug will be able to go on the market broadly.
How hard was it to get the drug approved and tested considering the restrictions that the government has put on it?
Right. So being a Schedule 1 drug, which is defined as having no medical value and a high risk of abuse, to research a Schedule 1 drug, you have to go through a lot of extra hurdles. You have to meet with federal agents. I've talked to doctors who said they had to upgrade their security system or even install new safes and then actually had to reinforce their floors because these safes were so heavy.
Wow.
So it takes a lot of research. But, I mean, at the same time, this shows that it is possible to do research with marijuana. It just does definitely take a longer time and have to jump through some more hurdles.
How is the cannabis industry responding to this? I've been doing some reporting both in the United States and Canada recently where they just legalized it for recreational across the entire country. And, you know, the industry is just craving legitimacy. And, you know, it's interesting to see the government – you know, make this small but significant step towards recognizing it.
Yeah, it probably depends who you're talking to in the industry. If you're talking to someone like at an academic medical center who's researching a specific component of marijuana for a certain disease, they're probably inspired by this because it shows that, you know, the FDA is willing to, if you go through the right steps and go through legitimate clinical trials, the FDA is willing to approve drugs that are made from marijuana. At the same time, in states where people have been getting these products sort of legally at the state level, there's some concern that maybe having a federally approved drug will all of a sudden lead to a crackdown at the state level on these products. Like, because people are already taking CBD for epilepsy, but it's just kind of – they're kind of self-treating right now, which does pose some risk.
So this would add regulation to it, sort of the prescription regulation from the federal government.
Yeah, it's a little unclear how it's all going to play out, but there is definitely some concern from people who in the like artisanal CBD community, for example, that there might be a crackdown. It's a little unclear how that will all play out going forward, but yeah, it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Is this de facto federal approval for medical marijuana?
No. This is, and the FDA was very clear when they approved this drug. The commissioner of the FDA, Scott Gottlieb, put out a couple statements actually saying, This is an approval of one medicine for just a few specific diseases. And this one medicine is actually derived from just one very small component of marijuana. This is not a broad approval of medical marijuana. And this drug went through all the hurdles and all the clinical trials that you would expect an FDA-approved drug to go through. So they were very clear that this is not just saying marijuana is a kind of panacea.
Stat reporter Drew Joseph, thanks for helping us out.
Thanks so much.